The Interior Department is switching vendors to upgrade and operate recreation.gov, a site the public uses widely for vacation planning. Officials worry the switchover would result in loss of people's reservation data just as the summer hits. Interior Department officials say they're working on a plan to avoid that. Members of Congress are worried. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, what is going on with recreation.gov?
Recreation.gov is where people can plan their trip to a national park or a federal land or waterway. It's a way to combine information from different agencies like the Forest Service, the National Park Service. It includes travel routes, lodging information. You can sign up for a lottery, for a secure place, or get a permit. You can also upload your own photos. It's a one-stop shop in many cases for travelers. And the current 10-year contract is up, and another one needs to be put in place. Earlier this month, the Forest Service and Interior Department awarded a $182 million 10-year contract to Booz Allen Hamilton. Rick DeLapp, the website's program manager, said the bid has received a protest and the Government Accountability Office has until August to adjudicate it.
Okay, so they're switching vendors to basically operate this site.
Yes. And what's important about this contract and what an Interior Department congressional committee wanted to know about was how the department plans on switching between these two systems. Here's Wyoming Representative Cynthia Loomis asking about this transition between contracts and DeLapp responding about the plans.
Will there be any type of gap between when Active Network's contract ends and when the Booz Allen provided service comes online?
Well, you bring up a situation which is admittedly risky in any situation to transition data from one system to another. I will tell you that the bulk of static inventory information that is currently available for public sharing, as proposed by Booz Allen Hamilton, has already been imported into their system doing testing, and they were able to demonstrate how some of that would work in their new system. That's a part of the data. Of course, the riskier part, the more challenging part, is mapping data that's more in a dynamic state. Perhaps you made a reservation in the old system, but you won't be arriving until the new system is in place. Booz Allen Hamilton has proposed a very comprehensive data mapping plan to move that data and to first test that with sample data. So we do anticipate some kind of gap. In the past, it's been as much as a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We don't anticipate that at this time, but again, it's the most important step because we have people's vacations in our hands, and we want to make sure that we get it right.
And when will that gap, if it occurs, when will it occur? During the height of the summer tourist season, or is it going to occur in a less busy season?
So our plan, because we're in a protest right now, and knowing that GAO has until August 31st to adjudicate that puts our transition plan kind of on hold. Mm-hmm. In our contract, we have allowed up to 15 months for development, testing, and deployment of a new solution. So originally, 15 months from now would be right at the right time for us, the best time. Recognizing, you know, that there are some things that we won't have control over, we will be evaluating the progress of the solution and testing of it to make sure it's ready to go. And the timing, you're right, it won't be desirable to try to do this during the height of reservations season, but we will evaluate that when we get closer.
All right, so that's Rick DeLapp. He's the program manager for recreation.gov, speaking with Congresswoman Cynthia Loomis, and frankly, not sounding all that confident about what's going on. Were there other concerns that the Congresswoman had?
Cynthia Loomis is from Wyoming, which relies heavily on tourism. And she said back when she was in state government, Wyoming entered into a contract with a big name company to create a statewide platform that could cover a range of transactions, things like getting government permits, driver's license renewals. It was a way to keep people from having to actually go out and wait online. Her worry in all of this is that that contract turned into a mess. And the company didn't have a lot of experience creating that type of platform. It was very specific to Wyoming's needs. And so she wanted to know whether this contract would end up down the same road. This is Loomis and then DeLapp talking about that concern.
Is this product that Booz Hamilton has been retained to produce a custom product with custom software, or is it going to borrow from already proven software out there?
So in our request for proposals, as we began researching the new technology that we would need to bring recreation.gov into the future, we recognized that there was a lot of new technology and a lot of companies that perhaps did not provide the full-scale service all unto themselves. And we wanted to broaden the competition and be exposed to more opportunities to embrace those different types of technology. We encourage teaming between different vendors so they can bring best of breed together to provide that service. This solution that we have awarded to is very much custom built from Booz Allen Hamilton, but it's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. What they've proposed is kind of an API, application programming interface centric platform that allows them and us to add and change technology along the way. Because one of the key goals of this is to be able to keep up with technology throughout the life of a contract. As we know, technology changes so quickly that the solution of today may not meet the expectations of people a year or 2 years from now. So we want to flex a very flexible system, and what they have provided us does appear to provide that to the government.
Loomis also asked about partnering with third-party vendors like Kayak, because while recreation.gov is helpful on federal land, what about when a traveler goes somewhere in the private sector? DeLapp said that kind of process not only requires increased technical requirements for the API process that he mentioned, but also factors in federal business law. And when it comes to transaction fees, recreation.gov deposits money into the Treasury and not the other way around. Loomis asked DeLapp to provide her with information on federal regulations regarding third parties to see whether having the option to work with them would make it even easier for people to use public lands.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, so a lot more information sought by at least one member of Congress on this whole recreation.gov redo. What do you think happens next?
The bid protest continues, and the Interior Department will keep looking ahead to what it can do to make it both easy and an interactive experience for travelers to visit public lands. Here's Joe Mead, Director of Recreation and Heritage Areas for the Forest Service, summarizing that idea.
Imagine with me, if you will, digging your toes in the sand as the sunset is going down from your beach, so say in the Oregon coast. Now imagine while you're enjoying this incredible moment in time, this experience, you're able to pick up your smart device and be able to check on your recreation.gov account, upload your favorite pictures of the day, those fun family shots that you were able to take. Rate your experience at the campground. Was it a good day? What was it like? Or maybe even make that reservation for the next recreation event or activity that you want to go do. This is truly a new era for recreation.gov, and that's really where today we're positioning this technology to continue to serve a great asset to the customers and citizens we serve.
So we'll see in the next few months that image Mead talks about, well, whether it will happen or will it be a traffic jam of reservations for travelers.
It's certainly a great way to make a website sound romantic, if that's possible. Federal News Radio is Meredith Summers. Thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends. Also read Meredith's story while you're there.